This is the NOCN ESOL International Proficient User Level C2 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. How can I possibly know how to build this cupboard if the instructions aren't with it? 2. You should avoid drinking too much coffee, it's bad for you. 3. This new paint keeps peeling off. 4. If I hadn't got up early this morning, I would have missed the postman. 5. Could you take this parcel to the post office for me? It's urgent. 6. Can I have some olives on my pizza, please? 7. I love the Oscars. I wish I could walk on the red carpet. 8. Excuse me, where is the outpatients department? 9. Why don't we make a birthday cake rather than buying one? Wouldn't it be much nicer? 10. Please wait here and I will find out where you have to go.
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. How can I possibly know how to build this cupboard if the instructions aren't with it? 2. You should avoid drinking too much coffee, it's bad for you. 3. This new paint keeps peeling off. 4. If I hadn't got up early this morning, I would have missed the postman. 5. Could you take this parcel to the post office for me? It's urgent. 6. Can I have some olives on my pizza, please? 7. I love the Oscars. I wish I could walk on the red carpet. 8. Excuse me, where is the outpatients department? 9. Why don't we make a birthday cake rather than buying one? Wouldn't it be much nicer? 10. Please wait here and I will find out where you have to go.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. I'm interested in starting salsa dance lessons and wondered if you could give me some information.
Yes, we have 3 beginners' classes a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. The classes last for 2 hours and cost €12 an hour. If you book a 12-week course, we charge a one-off fee of €100. The classes start at 7 p.m. on weekdays and 11 a.m. on Saturdays. The classes are not large. There are about 8 people in each class. Our instructor, Jose, is very good and has taught professionals in dance competitions in Brazil. Having smaller classes means you get more one-to-one attention by Jose. He's very passionate about dance and often spends a lot of time giving extra sessions for the same hourly fee if he thinks you have competition potential.
Oh, I don't want to enter any competitions. I'm not that good. I've got 2 left feet. I'd just like to learn how to salsa. It's supposed to be fun and keeps you fit, so I'm more interested in enjoying the dance rather than competing against other people. Could I book the Tuesday session?
You just need to come along to the dance studio and meet Jose in Studio 1. You book the sessions directly with him. Wear comfortable clothes and flat shoes to start with. It's quite an energetic dance, and if you're not used to it, your legs and feet will feel quite tired at first, so try to avoid wearing high heels. Do you know how to get here?
I'm not sure. Are you opposite the park in Via Casalina?
That's right. If you're coming by car, there's a car park entrance next to the studio, and you can park at the rear of the building. If you're coming by bus, the number 483 stops directly outside.
Thanks for the information. It's been helpful.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. I'm interested in starting salsa dance lessons and wondered if you could give me some information.
Yes, we have 3 beginners' classes a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. The classes last for 2 hours and cost €12 an hour. If you book a 12-week course, we charge a one-off fee of €100. The classes start at 7 p.m. on weekdays and 11 a.m. on Saturdays. The classes are not large. There are about 8 people in each class. Our instructor, Jose, is very good and has taught professionals in dance competitions in Brazil. Having smaller classes means you get more one-to-one attention by Jose. He's very passionate about dance and often spends a lot of time giving extra sessions for the same hourly fee if he thinks you have competition potential.
Oh, I don't want to enter any competitions. I'm not that good. I've got 2 left feet. I'd just like to learn how to salsa. It's supposed to be fun and keeps you fit, so I'm more interested in enjoying the dance rather than competing against other people. Could I book the Tuesday session?
You just need to come along to the dance studio and meet Jose in Studio 1. You book the sessions directly with him. Wear comfortable clothes and flat shoes to start with. It's quite an energetic dance, and if you're not used to it, your legs and feet will feel quite tired at first, so try to avoid wearing high heels. Do you know how to get here?
I'm not sure. Are you opposite the park in Via Casalina?
That's right. If you're coming by car, there's a car park entrance next to the studio, and you can park at the rear of the building. If you're coming by bus, the number 483 stops directly outside.
Thanks for the information. It's been helpful.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Hi, Juliet. Did you have a good time in the Alps?
Yes, thanks, Sophia. I didn't think I'd like skiing, but actually it's really good fun. It was quite difficult at first because you have to get used to carrying skis around with you, and wearing skis makes you feel as though your feet are about 1 metre long. The worst thing is walking in them. You have to walk sideways or slide down the mountain.
I think it's a dangerous sport. I went when I was very young and I hated it. I fell over all the time.
Well, there are a lot of benefits to skiing. You learn a new skill, which helps you keep fit. You build up muscles you didn't even know you'd got. And it really improves your posture. Also, you meet so many people. There are loads of mountain cafes, and you're out in the fresh air. And although it's cold, you're exposed to the sun, so it feels warm on your face and you get lots of vitamin D. The scenery is beautiful. It takes your breath away and you feel so relaxed.
I don't mind socialising and looking at the scenery. It's the actual skiing I don't like.
But there are so many things you could do. You could go sledding, snowboarding and husky sledging, or even ride a snowmobile, which is like a motorbike with skis.
Now that sounds good. What was the accommodation like?
We stayed in a really snug log cabin. It was so picturesque, and inside we had a log fire and fur rugs. It was located in a quieter part of town, but not that far away from the busier areas with restaurants which served great homemade food. It was a brilliant experience, and I can't wait to go again.
I'm glad you had a good time. Now listen to the conversation again. Hi, Juliet. Did you have a good time in the Alps?
Yes, thanks, Sophia. I didn't think I'd like skiing, but actually it's really good fun. It was quite difficult at first because you have to get used to carrying skis around with you, and wearing skis makes you feel as though your feet are about 1 metre long. The worst thing is walking in them. You have to walk sideways or slide down the mountain.
I think it's a dangerous sport. I went when I was very young and I hated it. I fell over all the time.
Well, there are a lot of benefits to skiing. You learn a new skill, which helps you keep fit. You build up muscles you didn't even know you'd got. And it really improves your posture. Also, you meet so many people. There are loads of mountain cafes and you're out in the fresh air. And although it's cold, you're exposed to the sun, so it feels warm on your face and you get lots of vitamin D. The scenery is beautiful. It takes your breath away and you feel so relaxed.
I don't mind socialising and looking at the scenery. It's the actual skiing I don't like.
But there are so many things you could do. You could go sledding, snowboarding and husky sledging, or even ride a snowmobile, which is like a motorbike with skis.
Now that sounds good. What was the accommodation like?
We stayed in a really snug log cabin. It was so picturesque, and inside we had a log fire and fur rugs. It was located in a quieter part of town, but not that far away from the busier areas with restaurants which served great homemade food. It was a brilliant experience, and I can't wait to go again.
I'm glad you had a good time. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. Today's debate concerns Xbox and PlayStation. Joining me is Suki from World Games International. So, Suki, in your opinion, which is the best?
I believe PlayStation has the edge on Xbox for many reasons. It has an awesome sound system, and the control pad is easier to use. It also has a far superior Blu-ray player and graphics engine system than Xbox.
Admittedly, it has a better Blu-ray player, but the price tag reflects this. Xbox is far cheaper, and there are more exclusive games to choose from than PlayStation offers. I also like the apps that are available for download, like Amazon Video. And I like the Xbox speech feature. Being able to speak the command is so much easier.
I believe that PlayStation is better because it was one of the first game systems to have online multiplayer gaming and networking. It also has free internet access built into it, and you can use any make of headphones.
Well, both systems can play many of the same games. Performance, though, is dependent on the console you're using. PlayStation 4 is more powerful, albeit slightly, with the ability to display games at 1080p resolution as opposed to the Xbox One's 920p resolution. The difference isn't drastic. I guess the best course of action is to see how your favourite games perform on each one before making your decision to buy a player. Many gaming websites upload side-by-side graphic comparisons, which can give you an idea of what to expect.
Yes. At the end of the day, it's all about your own individual preference. Both PlayStation and Xbox have now released newer models this year, and the differences between them are narrowing. The main issue for most people is the initial outlay for the player and the general price of games, because it can be so expensive.
That's right. Thank you, Suki.
Now listen to the debate again.
Good morning. Today's debate concerns Xbox and PlayStation. Joining me is Suki from World Games International. So, Suki, in your opinion, which is the best?
I believe PlayStation has the edge on Xbox for many reasons. It has an awesome sound system, and the control pad is easier to use. It also has a far superior Blu-ray player and graphics engine system than Xbox.
Admittedly, it has a better Blu-ray player, but the price tag reflects this. Xbox is far cheaper and there are more exclusive games to choose from than PlayStation offers. I also like the apps that are available for download, like Amazon Video, and I like the Xbox speech feature. Being able to speak the command is so much easier.
I believe that PlayStation is better because it was one of the first game systems to have online multiplayer gaming and networking. It also has free internet access built into it, and you can use any make of headphones.
Well, both systems can play many of the same games. Performance, though, is dependent on the console you're using. PlayStation 4 is more powerful, albeit slightly, with the ability to display games at 1080p resolution as opposed to the Xbox One's 920p resolution. The difference isn't drastic. I guess the best course of action is to see how your favourite games perform on each one before making your decision to buy a player. Many gaming websites upload side-by-side graphic comparisons, which can give you an idea of what to expect.
Yes. At the end of the day, it's all about your own individual preference. Both PlayStation and Xbox have now released newer models this year, and the differences between them are narrowing. The main issue for most people is the initial outlay for the player and the general price of games, because it can be so expensive.
That's right. Thank you, Suki.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning, Ingrid. I want to discuss this evening's menu. What do you think about it?
The two options are good: French onion soup and salad niçoise. But I'm a little concerned about the vegetarian options. Not everyone likes soup to start, and if that is the only option for vegetarians, it seems a little stark. Couldn't we add something else? Perhaps chestnut ravioli and wild mushroom risotto? Then for the main meals, we could offer a choice of spicy chicken with fries and salad, stuffed camembert with garlic mushrooms, fries and salad or lamb shank with baby potatoes, beans, and carrots. We have the usual dessert menu.
The main meals sound delicious, although it might be worth offering the baby potatoes and vegetables along with the spicy chicken too. Also, I'd like to serve vegetable bruschetta and mushroom and brie Wellington. But I think we have to be careful with nuts. We didn't ask anyone if they had a nut allergy, so I'd like to avoid chestnut ravioli. We also need to offer our main meals with fries and salad or potatoes and vegetables, and we need to double up on the vegetarian gravy too.
Well, we have 22 vegetarians and 3 vegans. I don't believe we have enough choice for the vegans, so I thought I'd add fruit salad to the dessert menu and bean salad with toasted tofu to the main menu. I've also asked Pierre to set up the guest dining room and have arranged for each table to have colour-coordinated pink and purple carnations and white daisies.
I'm not sure about the flowers. I'd like to see roses and some floral greenery.
Roses are too expensive and don't last as long as carnations, but I can add some greenery.
I agree. Perhaps carnations are better. Right. I'll leave everything in your capable hands. Thank you, Ingrid.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Good morning, Ingrid. I want to discuss this evening's menu. What do you think about it?
The two options are good, French onion soup and salad niçoise, but I'm a little concerned about the vegetarian options. Not everyone likes soup to start, and if that is the only option for vegetarians, it seems a little stark. Couldn't we add something else? Perhaps chestnut ravioli and wild mushroom risotto? Then for the main meals, we could offer a choice of spicy chicken with fries and salad, stuffed camembert with garlic mushrooms, fries and salad or lamb shank with baby potatoes, beans and carrots. We have the usual dessert menu.
The main meals sound delicious, although it might be worth offering the baby potatoes and vegetables along with the spicy chicken too. Also, I'd like to serve vegetable bruschetta and mushroom and brie Wellington. But I think we have to be careful with nuts. We didn't ask anyone if they had a nut allergy, so I'd like to avoid chestnut ravioli. We also need to offer our main meals with fries and salad or potatoes and vegetables, and we need to double up on the vegetarian gravy too.
Well, we have 22 vegetarians and 3 vegans. I don't believe we have enough choice for the vegans, so I thought I'd add fruit salad to the dessert menu and bean salad with toasted tofu to the main menu. I've also asked Pierre to set up the guest dining room and have arranged for each table to have colour-coordinated pink and purple carnations and white daisies.
I'm not sure about the flowers. I'd like to see roses and some floral greenery.
Roses are too expensive and don't last as long as carnations, but I can add some greenery.
I agree. Perhaps carnations are better. Right. I'll leave everything in your capable hands. Thank you, Ingrid.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.